Unit 13. The Special Needs of Technical Writers. The person who pursues a scientific or technical course has a responsibility of which he may not be fully aware. He should be able to write well. Competence or even brilliance in his chosen field, electronics, machining, nucleonic, internal combustion engines, or whatever, will not be enough. Some written expression of this knowledge, such as reports, letters, and so forth, will probably be required as part of his job. Therefore, the clear and logical thinking that characterizes the good technician, engineer, or scientist should extend to what he writes. Otherwise, his influence and reputation will be severely limited. In recent years, written technical instructions have been needed not only for government agencies, but for manufacturers supplying their needs under federal specifications. In the mounting technical activities of today's booming technological and space ages, the need for unmistakably clear instructions is much greater than ever. But we must always remember that instructions themselves develop from the fully verified experiments and investigations of which individual reports are the first expression. The unalerted student who does not like to write may be tempted to regard a requiring writing course as just another passing discomfort of no permanent importance. Such a view would be a serious mistake, permitting faulty writing later that would be an obstacle to his success. If he writes well, however, he can acquire a kind of everyday halo, that is, he can be looked up to, admired, and depended on by management to express key situations and test results in terms of the written word. Sooner or later, the good writer achieves notice. He stands out, gets ahead in terms of status, salary, and opportunity. The author recently heard an engineer say of a colleague, "I don't think he's a better engineer than the rest of us, but he can write, and so he's always asked to write up the department's monthly report. This one skill makes him useful to management."